This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look into this ayah. Allah addresses the believers and He says, "Qoo anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." He commands us to save ourselves and our families from the hellfire. Now this is a general instruction. But if you ponder over it, you find the concept of parenting included. Because parenting is a means through which you will save your families from the hellfire. If we look in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyyati," that each and every one of you is a shepherd. And each and every one of you is responsible for his or her flock. If you ponder over this, you find this being an instruction that includes parenting. Why? Because when we have children, we constitute being shepherds. And our children constitute being our flock. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is no person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a trust upon him and he or she deceives the trust that Allah has given them. We are deceptive with this trust, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into the hellfire. Right? So the punishment for being deceptive with regards to the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a severe punishment, right? So when we ponder over these narrations, we see here that they include the concept of parenting, because parenting is a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. So this is the first way that we learn about this topic in our sources. The second way that we learn about this topic is in direct instructions in the Quran and the Sunnah in relation to this topic. So for example, if we look into the Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing, "Wa'mur ahlaka bis-salati wastabir 'alayha." Allah, He commands us by saying, "Command your families towards the prayer, towards the salah. Wastabir 'alayha." Istabara, yastabiru istibar, istibaran. This term denotes a more intensified instruction towards having patience. Right? So Allah is saying, command your families towards the prayer and be persistently patient with this command. Be persistently patient in raising your children with regards to the salah. And if we ponder over the reality of the verse is commanding us towards salah. So what about everything else which is an ideal but lower in terms of importance, right? With regards to salah, we understand that all these ideals are included within the instruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your families towards the prayer and all the ideals revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wastabir alayha, and be persistently patient with the process. So this is a direct command towards parenting, right? And we'll touch upon this inshallah later on in the topic. We'll add some more lessons that we can derive from this particular verse. The point right now is for us to understand that here we have a direct instruction revealed by Allah with regards to this topic. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, "La nas'aluka rizqan," that we do not ask from you provisions and sustenance. "Nahnu narzuquk," we are the providers. "Wal aqibatu littaqwa," and the good end is for the people of taqwa. And if we ponder over this particular ending of this ayah, which directly is related to parenting, especially in the 21st century, then we find this ayah offering us guidance in terms of what I said earlier about mandatory roles and elective roles, right? That here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we do not ask from you provision. Yes, you got to do what you need to do, but understand that ultimately it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides. Today we find parents, they restrict the concept of parenting to the practice of provision. To such an extent that the elective role, which is the job that they have, which is lesser in importance than the mandatory role, which is the role that Allah has given you, what do we find parents doing? They flip it in terms of priority. They give more importance to the job than raising their kids. And how do they justify it in their mind? Through cognitive dissonance. What do? They say that this is parenting. I'm providing for my child. And this is a clear evidence that they've misunderstood exactly what parenting is. They've restricted it to the concept of provision. And Allah says, we haven't asked you to provide. We are the providers, right? It shouldn't be that your children suffer as a result of this concept of provision, where it's all about putting food on the table and buying them clothes and taking them for holidays and so on and so forth. And sometimes us community workers, we come across the statement when there's turbulence in a home and we are arbitrating between child and father or child and mother. You find the father getting up and saying, but what haven't I given you? What haven't I bought you? What haven't we provided you, right? So at that moment, in the heat of the moment, you find that the father has misunderstood and the mother has misunderstood that parenting is far beyond the concept of just providing. And I'll touch on this inshallah just now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here offers us a direct instruction towards parenting. And later on, he tells us, don't flip the priorities. Don't give the elective role more importance than the mandatory role. If you do so, you are setting yourself and your family up for failure. You're not setting them up for success.